Coming up next, Main Street Focus.
Montgomery is a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University and the founder of the Korean Literature in Translation website at www.ktlit.com. He joins us for Main Street Focus. Morning, Charles.
Pleased to be here again.
Pleased to have you here again. And I understand you attended the 10th Annual Korea Literature Translation Institute Award Ceremony. Can you tell us stuff about it?
Yeah, I can. It was a really great event. I was lucky enough to be invited by KLTI President Kim Joo-yun, who discovered me through my blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I had lunch with him. And at that lunch, he asked if I would like to come to the event. And I said, I absolutely would. And this took place June 30th at the Seoul Press Center. And every 2 years, the KLTI selects exceptional translations. And they give really pretty serious prizes to $20,000, up to $20,000.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So you get real competition for mm-hmm. this. And basically what it demonstrated to me was sort of the breadth of the translation effort that the KLTI is leading here. There were translations awarded in a variety of languages. There was Hwang Seok-young's Sim Chong was translated into French, and it was translated last year. And this also, some of these things spoke to the success of mm-hmm. the translation. Mm-hmm. Sim Chong was selected as the best book to bring on vacation by Le Monde, the French newspaper.
Mm.
And listeners might recognize that title because it's based on one of the most well-known folk tales in Korea and has also been turned into a movie and a musical. As usual, it's a bit tragic, the story of a young woman in the 19th century who is sold to China. And Kim Jung-ha, one of his works won an award. It was a German translation of Kim Jung-ha's Black Flower.
Mm-hmm.
And the English winner was A Moment's Grace, which was translated into English by John Holstein and published by the Cornell University Press. Talking a little bit about those last two, Kim Jung-ha's Black Flower has been translated into Spanish, German now, and will be translated next year by Charles LeSure and published next year. And this is a very relatively unknown story about Korean immigrants in Mexico. There was a Korean diaspora to Mexico.
Interesting.
At the time of the Mexican Revolution and the Japanese annexation of Korea. And the English translation, A Moment's Grace, was short stories talking about Korea's modernization, basically from 1945 to the Seoul Olympics, mm-hmm. which is a pretty useful little period.
So these awards are given out according to the languages that they're translated in, huh?
Yeah, and some of them actually, some of the awards I can't tell you about because they're in Chinese and Japanese, which I don't read. So there were other awards. There were awards for English, French, German, Spanish, Russian, and Chinese, and Japanese. And there were an amazing group of people evaluating this, including Brother Anthony, a whole bunch of people from Huff's.
Uh-huh.
It was a really nice event. And it led to one other thing that I'm excited about. Anybody who's interested in issues of translation should know that the 5th International Translators Conference, celebrating the 10th anniversary of LTI Korea, is coming up. And the theme of the conference is presenting Korean literature, and I will be presenting in a particular section called Suggestions for the Next Steps of LTI Korea.
Mm-hmm. What will your suggestions be?
A couple of nothing radical. Suggestions will include pay more attention to marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Suggestions will include pay more attention to genre. And suggestions will probably include something about working with overseas publishers rather than publishing in Korea. I will be flying to the United States for 22 hours in 2 days, and I will be writing the paper then. So events await.
When is the conference?
The conference is in September, and I don't have the exact date on hand, but you can find it on the KLTI website.
Anything else interesting going on?
A couple of things. I'd like to plug a project or ask for submissions to a project. A project called the New Korea Files, which is a Nanumi read-build collaboration. It's expatriates writing about Korea from their perspective, and it will be published in both English and Korean. So if any expats are listening who feel they have a story to tell, please go to KTLIT this afternoon, and I will have a call for submissions.
Stories about what?
Basically anything.
Anything about
Anything having
Korea.
To do with Korea that would be interesting to those people who have just discovered Hallyu, have seen their first Korean movie, have read that book that I cannot name because it is your contest. It's intended to, for the new Korea Files is actually a pun, Korea Files, Loving Korea, and Korea Files. And we just want this book to be the next step for people who have become interested in Korea but don't really know where to go to look at it.
Oh, so it doesn't have anything to do with translation.
No. It's an entirely
different
thing.
Most of your other projects.
Yeah, it's a different thing. And also, I'd like to mention kcreport.net, a podcast that I'm involved in with two other bloggers. It's at, as you might guess, www.kcreport.net.
And what is that?
We talk about Korean culture, including a segment in which we look at other expatriate blogs. It's pretty casual. It's about 40 minutes. So anyone who wants to practice listening to music can go to that web. Music, did I say music? Listening to English can go to that website.
Okay. I saw a post on your blog about humor in translated Korean literature, and it seems that might be a difficult thing to translate, actually. Is it?
It's a very difficult thing to translate. Translation is difficult enough on any level because the two different languages, and translating humor is even more difficult. In general, there also seems to be Korean modern literature doesn't seem to have quite as much humor in it as some other literatures do for reasons that are probably obvious. And also, to some extent, in the past, translations have been chosen on the basis of being serious.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, humor is tough enough. There's really three kinds of humor in literature: linguistic jokes, cultural jokes, and sort of universal jokes.
The first two would be the hardest, huh?
They would be. Linguistic jokes, puns, are almost impossible.
Yeah.
You have to be really lucky to be able to make a pun work because it depends on a homonym and a meaning and things like that. Sometimes it can work. There's a character in a Kim Young-ha book called Miss Jung, who is, in fact, a very unfriendly character.
Uh-huh.
And you could translate her name into harmony or do that kind of thing. But in general, you just can't do those. It's almost impossible to find equivalences.
So do writers tend to leave those out?
Translators tend to not be able to do anything with them, yeah. So you often find that my Korean friends in the United States who read translated Korean literature, we'll talk about the Camellias in just a second by Kim Yoo-jung. My Korean friend reads that in English and goes, it's just not funny like it is, which is strange because to me that's one of the funnier translations.
So they just stop at literal translations.
You have to go to literal translations.
No footnotes or?
If you footnote a joke, you know the old saying, if you have to explain a joke, it's not a joke.
It's not a joke, yeah.
A footnote is that thing. And then the next level is cultural jokes.
Yeah.
And cultural jokes are also difficult, and they also depend on how well the person in the second language knows the culture of the first language. So
the reader, even.
The reader, mm-hmm. Right. So if you had for instance, Japanese culture is a bit better known, so if you had a sumo wrestler who was afraid of a mouse or something like that, you would understand that immediately, mm-hmm. But if you thought of, say, a serum wrestler, you wouldn't know what that was. So when you read that in translation, you would not understand that joke. And then the last kind is the universal jokes, unexpected things happening, broad comedy, and that does translate.
Right. Any suggestions on humorous stories our readers might like?
Yeah, I have a few. There are some two short stories. A short story, rather, I'll talk about pretty quickly is Cham Nye by Che Chung Hui, which is a funny but sad story about how peasants get taken basically any way they can get taken. Chan Kwang-young's brilliant Kaptan Ri is a political story, short story, novella that is also an excellent humorous summary of the first 50 years of the 20th century in Korea. The main character just will collaborate with anybody, and the humor comes in how quickly he can just turn on a dime when he has to. Also, there's The Camellias by Kim Yoo-jung. Yesterday, I visited his Munhakcheom in Chuncheon, which everyone should do. And it's a first love story with a country bumpkin and a rich girl. And the humor comes from the fact that they are clearly in love, but the country bumpkin can't accept this because of the difference in social class.
Okay.
So it plays it for broad humor. My Innocent Uncle by Che Man Sheik is an excellent satire. By the way, both of these books are available in the KLTI Jimundong series, which I love. Satirizes Korean socialists as well as some Koreans who collaborated, and it actually has some puns in there. Good job. And finally, Kim Young-ha's classic short story, which is also KLTI Jimundong, What Happened to the Guy Stuck in the Elevator, is an absurdist look at a day in which everything goes wrong for a guy. He tries and tries and tries, and nothing can work. And the Kim tells the story with deadpan humor and situational and verbal irony, and the translation carries all of that stuff through, which is extremely rare. this is probably the book I would read first for the most accessible humor.
Okay.
And the most modern story, so it has both of those things.
Great recommendations. In general, have you read anything new that you would recommend, especially books that we might take on our summer holidays?
Yeah, I'll just talk about three things. First, I'll talk about The Long Road by Kim In-suk, who I met at the book fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to a story some listeners might have read, Deep Blue Night by Che In-ho. It's the story of expatriates in Australia coming to terms with their expatriate status.
Okay.
There's Lost Souls, which is a collection of Hwang Soon-wan short collections, his collection Pond, which was written in the 30s, The Dog of Crossover Village, a very famous story and collection published in 1948, and Lost Souls, published in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
Good collection of short stories. And finally, Evening Glow by Kim Won Il, which is a great story about a partisan rebellion. And it starts with the son of one of the rebels in the modern times, and he goes back to his uncle's funeral. And it's a story of rebellion, a butcher, and the impact of the past on the present, as well as eventual reconciliation.
Interesting.
So it's a great story.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Charles, for coming in once again and sharing your recommendations with us today.
My pleasure.
Charles Montgomery, professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Tungguk University and the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation site, www.ktlit.com, for today's Main Street Focus. Now, we've got Seoul City Report to come, but first, here is a Kayagum interpretation of Love Theme, which is from Cinema Paradiso, and this is performed by Chung Mina.
Thank you.